On the phone with us is Jim Shero, facilities manager at the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. And we gave him a call today because we've heard from a few folks that they're seeing a ship out in the water east of Grand Marais. And Jim has all the information on this. So, Jim, I understand it's the Presque Isle that's east of Grand Marais?
Yes. They are describing their location as being Hove 2, which is really a more of a sailing term. But they just kind of nudged, I think, into the ice edge out there. And this is a 1,000-foot tug barge that is owned by the CN Railway, purchased from U.S. Steel's shipping fleet a few years ago, along with the rest of that fleet. And three vessels from that fleet have fit out and are loaded or about to be loaded out of two harbors and are going to be proceeding to Sault Ste. Marie. They're going to be going in convoy, and the Presque Isle is waiting off of Grand Marais for the other vessels to arrive, and then they will proceed down the lake together.
So, did you say there's three tugs that are coming?
There are three U.S. Coast Guard icebreakers.
Okay.
The heavy icebreaker Mackinac. There's a second one, the Pierre Radisson, which is a Canadian icebreaker, which just entered the St. Lawrence Seaway from Montreal and is moving through the seaway and will eventually be at the head of the lake. And those two heavy breakers join up with a total of 11 other U.S. and Canadian icebreakers that will be working to assist commercial navigation and also to do flood assistance.
And I believe when we talked a little bit earlier, you said this may be the thinnest ice that they have to deal with on their journey out to the sea.
Right. The reason you're seeing these ships near Grand Marais is because there's a lead of open water or thin ice kind of around the whole or much of the northern, entire northern shore of Lake Superior, all the way up by the Slate Islands and down to Michipicoten would be the kind of going around that north end of the lake is the thinnest ice on the lake right now. So that's the way they're going. And then between Michipicoten Island and Sault Ste. Marie is heavy ice, and the icebreakers will be breaking a track through that for these first three ships. When they get to the Sioux, which could be early, as late as early next week before they actually arrive there with these three ships, they will pick up four ships that are coming upbound and then proceed as in a convoy with them coming back to the head of the lake, swimming area.
We're talking with Jim Shero, facilities manager of the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. We gave him a call this afternoon when we heard from some folks that there's a ship activity on the lake, and it looks like it's not moving real fast. So, Jim, we appreciate the information that you've given us about the Presque Isle, which is it's a freighter, is it? I haven't seen it yet.
Yes, it's a large, it's a 1,000-foot tug barge, and it's carrying iron ore pellets.
Okay.
For the lower lake.
Great. And apparently, Jim, we may see a lot of activity like this over the next few weeks as the lakes start to open up.
I'd say that's very likely until the ice thins out across the middle of the lake. But there's up to 2 to 3 feet of ice across much of Lake Superior right now, which is real tough going.
Well, thank you, Jim. I hope that we can give you a call again if we want some clarification on some unusual lake activity.
Well, I'd be happy to talk with you again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.